Festive season is here and we are excited. And of course, this hour is all things Monday motivation. Kenneth Mr. Moy Kareem joins us to talk the causes of emotional pain, part three. Mr. Kareem?
Hi, sister. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm exceptional. I'm sure I'm clear, man.
Yes. It's absolutely all clear. Right. We can hear you very, very well. Let's get into it. The causes of emotional pain, part three.
Yes, we actually are touching also on the issue of you know, kind of grief. Last week we touched on it. We did not finish. And then we also did mention to our people, ukuthi, grief has nothing to do with idesic pela, but grief deals with also our emotional, or rather with the state of illness. You lose a job, it's grief. If you are a pastor, you lose church members, it's grief. You lose friends, it's grief. You lose a relationship, it's grief. You lose the people you love, then it's also grief. Last week, we were still busy with the five stages of grief that we learned from Dr. Elizabeth Kubler-Ross. And then she actually speaks of five stages, which I strongly believe is the first stage, we get in a denial. We spent a lot of time on denial. Anytime a negative announcement comes towards you, the next activity would be to actually deny it. If they actually send a letter at work to say to you, the initial activity, it is you denying. The second one is anger. Now, there's a definition, they define it as an emotion because of a cause. It's an emotion of reaction that happens because of a cause. Mm. But then there's also what we call the direct anger. There's actually a direct that comes from the person that is next to you or the person that you trust. But then the anger that comes because of a loss, it has an element of guilt, because there are places where you end up actually suspecting yourself or also guilty. But at the very same time, if it's like a loss of a loved one, the anger is towards oneself. The anger towards oneself, it is the anger ebangwa ukuthi you actually couldn't save them, and then now it's actually self-destructive anger. Remember also my angers, there are types of angers, but then go by self-destructive anger, by means of proliferate. And then once you get to stage the anger and you pause with stage the anger, the most disadvantageous thing is anger is a poison you drink and expect your enemy to die. In other words, when you are actually an angry person, udle ishefu and you expect the next person to pass away. Kanti anger is an aguwe. It actually distracts and destroys you. And one of the things that I want you to look at, Sisklotlan, is when you are angry, you are repulsive. In other words, we find it difficult to live with you because you are distracting yourself and us. At times, the reason why you lose because in your space, you are so angry that we can't help you. So I would put in a pinch me fighting it. Kenneth Kareem's definition of anger is you closing a door on yourself and on those that are expecting to be part of your vicinity. Mm-hmm. So if you are angry, you are closing a door on yourself. And then go on aspect your bargaining. Your bargaining, it is where you have an internal interaction, not a situation, a bang, a good to open it, five stages, with grief. Bargaining is you talking to yourself, looking for a way to respond. So bargaining is actually an intrinsic communication that is proportional to trying to actually make the situation better. So bargaining, you're starting to actually communicate with him, but then now remember you lost, Sister Tlan. one. You have lost, and since you have lost, when you have lost it, you can't really have it again. If it's a human being that you have lost, they passed away, you can't have them again. So now what do? You then invest a lot of time talking to yourself, looking for somebody to blame. Then, since there's no one to blame, it is actually the next stage you are jumping into, it is depression. Depression, it is you experiencing a complex of emotions that are actually visualized or symptomized by a detachment.
Yeah.
If you detach yourself, if you separate yourself, you are already communicating. If you separate yourself from a relationship, you are already telling us. If you separate yourself from friends, you are already saying something. So separation is an announcement of a discomfort in a place that you are in. And most of the times when you actually separate yourself or try to run away from the situation, it actually exposes a coward.
Mm.
Because comfort is the enemy of change. There must be an element of change. And then if there's an element of change, then you will confront depression. One day we'll talk about depression. One of the key elements of healing depression, in my conclusion, is talking. Talking is naturally therapeutic. If you don't talk, the poison within will consume you. Senvala yokugcina point lami lithi, then you get to the last point, the point of acceptance. The acceptance is now you have accepted that this has happened, I've lost my job and stuff. Then you have to readjust your lifestyle. There was a salary being earned every month, but manje ayisekho. There was a person I called when I was depressed, but manje akasekho. Now what do? I have to readjust and actually find coping mechanisms, which we will deal with next week.
Kenneth, Mr. Moy Karim, thank you very, very much for coming onto the show, motivating us every single week. And I think the one thing that stood out for me is the last point that you made, acceptance. Acceptance will take somebody a very long way, because you know your situation, you accept it, and you then find what to do next.
That's it. The acceptance in license the opportunity to live again.
Absolutely. Again, next week, same time, same place.
Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 midday, Roz FM Meet Mornings. Mpumalanga, Azish.